This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. The number of tenants and landlords applying for emergency rental assistance continued its steady decline throughout May. The State Division of Housing received roughly 8,000 applications last month, requesting more than $54 million. The state has roughly 4,000 still under review out of a total of 55,000. More than $82 million have been approved. Vaccinations are helping bring down Colorado's COVID-19 case numbers. Hundreds are still hospitalized, and most of them are unvaccinated. CPR's John Daly reports frontline health care providers are pleading with residents to be safe.
Roughly 500 people are hospitalized with COVID-19 in Colorado. That's down from a few weeks ago and far lower than the fall peak, but well above other points during the pandemic. And now vaccines can prevent nearly all of those cases. Doctors like Sandeep Vijan from Parkview Medical Center in Pueblo says as the pandemic grinds on, it's taking its toll on frontline providers.
We are tired. We've been doing this for a year. We are emotionally tired, tired of seeing people die. We are physically tired.
An analysis by one hospital system found roughly 95% of hospitalized coronavirus patients are unvaccinated. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Authorities euthanized a mama bear after it attacked a man at his home in Steamboat Springs. He found the bear and two cubs in his garage Sunday night. The man suffered severe lacerations but will survive. This is CPR and KRCC.